Morning!
Morning!
Welcome to the India Explained podcast, recorded in London and San Francisco. One take, unscripted, no rehearsal.
Hey, Bunty. So, for our other episode today, we discussed, I thought we'll do something which has people in Bengal and Calcutta, I think, very excited. Two pieces of news. The first, you have Abhijit Banerjee winning the Nobel along with his partner, Esther Duflo, for their work on randomized controlled trials, which has actually had practical implications. They've both done research in India. So I think along with Satyajit Ray and Amartya Sen, now everyone will probably claim a connection to Abhijit Banerjee too, right? And the second is Saurabh Ganguly becoming BCCI chief.
Okay, look, two things, Rohit. One, the Nobel Prize, let me start with the positive, right? I think this is the third Nobel Prize for the Presidency College in Calcutta, right? That's my starting point on this. There was Tagore, there was Sen, and then there's Abhijit Mukherjee. So these guys, Abhijit Banerjee, so these guys, and I've gone to Presidency, so what has happened in the winning of this Nobel Prize is there's been a collective kind of spasming about, you know, how big Presidency is. So there are a lot of people who are essentially trapped in mediocre dead-end jobs who have been gloating quite a lot about, you know, what a great institution Presidency is, because none of the other colleges in India, whether it's Stevens or, you know, the other kind of go-getting places, have never produced a Nobel Prize winner. And admittedly, Calcutta and Presidency College, which is now in the backwaters of a kind of a failing city, has done that. So that kind of moment, I disagree with the gloating, but I agree with the fact that against all odds, this institution, now to what extent this institution is credited with influencing this thought of Sen and Banerjee is different. But, you know, if had this been an Ivy League school, they would have kind of created a slick piece of marketing around it, right? That the only so that is a positive. But I think the negative that comes with it is now for the next 15, 20 years, every Bengali, right, living in any part of the world will be like running off this gas, right? For like a so Bengalis are prone to patronizing other people in other parts of the country. This is kind of hardwired, like, you know, fucking Uriya, Bihari, this, that, the other. Now, this kind of adds, and that I'm really unhappy about, because as a group of people, Bengalis essentially are now a very mediocre lot because they don't head up any industries, right? They don't have any industries, right? They don't have any politicians of national stature, right? There aren't, okay, Saurabh Ganguly will come on too, because he's probably one of the sporting figures who comes into national stature. But there's very little going for this group of people in the east of the country. So those are my observations on the Nobel. Over to you.
Yeah, so, you know, a couple of things. I think you're absolutely right. And, I notice a lot of, okay, so the one thing that I'll say that does make me happy, even about the gloating with, you know, all the complications that you mentioned, is that it's going to put people in St. Stephen's, on the back foot for a little bit. Because that college and the people it produces, I mean, you know, it's just endless and it's incessant and it's tiresome and it's painful. You know, I can't bear this, you know, similar kind of valorization that people who are from St. Xavier's, Bombay, which is where I did my undergrad degree. Okay, yeah, you are fond of your college, that's fine, but that can't be the be-all and end-all of your life. And I think you're spot on in saying that, you know, there's a kind of proxy posting about achievement, which correlates to the fact that as an individual in your own life, you may be, you know, facing some kind of anxiety about what you've done. The other thing to me is that the larger question beyond, you know, the question of parochialism is, Indian institutions, whether it's Presidency, you know, whether it's JNU, whether it's colleges in Delhi, they have had a very, very high standard of education. And that is something that we need to be very proud of. You know, for a nation that was colonized and that had severe challenges, we actually had a very good higher education system, which unfortunately, over the decades has become, you know, really taken a lot of body blows. And I remember some, I want to say some, you know, 12 or 14 years ago, Ram Guha had written a very good piece in Outlook where he had spoken about, you know, how universities in like Allahabad University, Patna University, these were all solid universities. Many of them have just degenerated into, you know, where you have political violence. And now even the storied universities are going battery. So that's the other sort of general point I'll make.
Right. Should we look? Those are very well made points, Rohit. I think, you know, different colleges have different strengths and different. I think the only thing I'd say is while we should be proud and we celebrate, we do it with a modicum of balance because it is not our individual kind of victory. It is somebody very much more deserving and much more diligent and clever who has won the Nobel, and you know, congratulations to him. I do hope there's kind of a filter put on this kind of gloating, because essentially Bongs as a group of people have kind of slid way beyond the pecking order to do in that part of the in this part of the world. On cricket, should we talk a bit about Sourav Ganguly and his appointment to the BCCI presidency?
Yeah. So for me, the thing is, yeah, that I think it's a great thing that Shastri is on the way out, because this, you know, he's to me, he was a Kohli puppet. The worry, and I think, you know, I like Ganguly's confidence. I like the fact he was not a parochial captain. But the worry is that who are his backers? For instance, you know, one of the people who has been a kind of Ganguly chamcha is this guy called Borya Majumdar, who doesn't really have any, you know, cricketing bona fides. He's written a couple of few mediocre books on cricket. And he's someone who I think is even, like, you know, at least Shastri got that champion of champion stuff. But people like this Borya Majumdar, you know, who's a careerist, I think are very detrimental for the health of Indian cricket.
Yes, and I think these are the people will be shaken off. I think Ganguly being the BCCI president, one of the best things about it is I think that he's going to be relatively non-nepotistic, because he comes from a very privileged background. He hasn't had to take favors from people on the way up, so there's no reciprocity awaited. That said, apparently Amit Shah's son stood away from the competition for this post, because Ganguly is probably being lined up for the chief ministership of West Bengal should the BJP come to power. That's the other theory that's coming through, that the BJP want to make a fresh start in Bengal. And that would be something that will be of... I don't know whether you've picked that up, Rohit, in discussions.
I haven't. But, you know, it raises a very interesting point. Like, even this other guy, Anurag Thakur, who was involved with Indian cricket, technically he, you know, he played one match, which at some point of time for 20 minutes, which was a scam because you needed to have, you know... you need to have been a cricketer technically or represented some team. So there is enough politicking. Wherever there are humans, there's politicking, right? So within the ambit of the cricketing world itself, there is enough politicking. But this link between politicians and cricket, you know, Arun Jaitley was involved with Delhi cricket. Amit Shah was also the head of the Gujarat Cricket Association. So this becomes a way to, you know, wield power, wield influence. Probably in some cases, it's also, you know, a path to make a lot of illegal, you know, a lot of like money illegally. This is, to me, you know, very troublesome. So this, it's not about the BJP. Like if Ganguly were also being, you know, groomed by the Congress or the Aam Aadmi Party or whatever, or Trinamool, I would have the same concerns. I mean, yes, there will be political pressures, but this complete kind of mess of politics, industrialists, and cricketers, because of the large sums of money involved, to me doesn't bode very well. The only thing I'll say is that the one respect in which, you know, we are marginally better than Pakistan is there, along with all of these actors, the army is also involved. So in India right now, the army and armed forces are not involved in cricket, but the way we are going, I think in the next few years they might well be.
That is a very, very well thought out point, Rohit. I think whether we have groups from the Navy, Army joining forces and looking out for cricketing in India is only a matter of time, as you say. But look, I think we've talked about, you know, the fact that Bengalis should dial down on the gloating on the Nobel, because it's not their own individual contributions that have got them there. But more importantly, it points to certain institutions that have played a disproportionate role, Presidency College being one of them. That I think I'm happy to kind of concede. And Ganguly, hopefully he brings about a new non-parochial stint. And hopefully it doesn't lead to him becoming a politician, because, you know, he's been denying that he's interested in politics. Yeah. But you never say never in this game.
Yeah.
So that's what I'll call out. Anything else to add from your side?
No, I think that's it. I mean, we'll go back to this. We'll follow the story as it unfolds. We'll do more episodes. Yeah. So we'll wrap it up on that. And, you know, to our listeners, this episode had a little bit of audio difficulty, but we'll just run with it. So, as you know, if you've heard through till the end, just please bear with us. We intermittently have these challenges, but you know, your goodwill and patience and your support means a lot to us. So that's all I need to I have to add. So let's wrap it up from both ends, and we'll be back soon. Okay, Bunty, take care, man.
Okay, sir, take care, boss.
Thank you so much for listening to us. Rohit and Bunty would like to sign off. Please stay tuned. Follow us on India Explained on Twitter. Keep listening. Thank you for all your support.